Melvin, so we were talking about consciousness and how it works, how the mass mind can change and alter events.
Yeah.
Is there something, someone moving that along, helping that, or is it the individual's ability that gets this done?
Okay, so we were giving the example of a friend of mine who's driving down the freeway and hears a voice that tells him, turn, and then he goes right through a concrete barrier, which is a graduate student physics, you know, problem, and is certainly a reality, certainly possible, but at the odds of, you know, a trillion to one. So what's remarkable about the story is not that he goes through the concrete barrier, but that he obeys a voice that tells him to do it. Okay, so what's that voice? Well, you know, it's easy. It's tempting to say, you know, certainly if my wife was on the show, she would say, well, duh, the voice is God. You know, that we can all tune into, you know, if all of this is going on in the mind of God, and, you know, if you have a personal relationship with this God, whatever it is.
Sounds like a book called Where God Lives that I read a long time ago.
Yeah. Hey, it's going to be on Kindle now.
Cool.
That God lives in our right temporal lobe and each of us are dialed into it. Okay, I'd like to just tweak your imagination a little bit.
All right.
Okay, so let's say it's not God. What else could it be? All right. First of all,
it could be nothing.
Okay. No, it's got to be something. I mean, because, you know,
I'm just giving you possibilities.
Yeah, we don't know her. We don't know all the people that heard turn here and they turned.
And don't say no. Give it 1%.
Yeah, they smashed into the wall. Okay, so there's a very nice study in the British Medical Journal in which rabbis prayed over patients in the past. And very nice design. They identified patients who had a life-threatening blood infection. They didn't know anything else about the patients. You know, so they didn't know their outcomes or anything like that. But they identified hundreds and hundreds of patients who 10 years previously had, you know, life-threatening infections. And so then they had the rabbis pray over half of them. And sure enough, that the prayed-over patients did better. So, in other words, it's possible to enter into this timeless, spaceless, all-information domain and influence, you know, that's a pretty significant influence, to influence the immunity and the cellular immunity and the immune response of a patient in the past. But published in the British Medical Journal, And you know, everything that I've shared with you in this last couple hours, I have references on my website. Mm-hmm. And in defiance of copyright laws, I have PDFs for everybody to look at them. Because just, you know, everybody can't pay $35 for, you know, these articles. Okay, so I always think about that study because I think about it. Okay, so we're just tooling along in our ordinary lives. People in the future could be praying over us. And perhaps then we would perceive that interaction, like my friend did, as a voice, perhaps. Maybe we'd have some perception that they're doing this praying, that people in the future are praying over us now. And there's very interesting correlates of this. There's a nun who was lived in Spain. I think in the 16th century, and she appeared to a primitive tribe in Texas, even though she actually had never been there before. she was in a monastery.
What'd she do? Teleport to them or what?
I think more just appeared to them in a vision. I think it's more, in that sort of a, You know, so she's not really, I don't know that she's necessarily teleporting. I think it's that same, your question is sort of that same dilemma of, you know, remote viewing. Is somebody really leaving their body? They called it the bilocating blue nun. Her name was Sister Maria de Agreda, or I can't pronounce these things, A-G-R-E-D-A. But nevertheless.
Melvin, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Nobody would ever know anyway, so say yeah. whatever you want. That's what I do.
So she, but she in Spain had a very detailed diary in which she described all their rituals and this sort of thing. And then when explorers went to Texas, sure enough, they found the people there claimed that they were visited by this blue nun.
That is remarkable.
And that's not the only such story. There's many, I don't know if you can call them stories. I think that these are sort of fascinomas of, historical facts that, so maybe it's along those lines. Maybe it's not God saying to, turn to my friend. Maybe it's somebody having a dream, and in their dream, they're dreaming that some, poor schmo is, his car is going right into a truck, and he's screaming in the middle of the night in his lucid dream, turn, turn, turn. I mean, I don't know, but I think that the door is open for all sorts of interpretations. To me, this is why the science is so fascinating to me.
Well,
now that we know the science is so solid, we can do a lot of really fun speculations and not feel like that we're, in the pseudoscience or weirdo category.
Well, I believe it's a God principle here that's allowing us to do this. But is it possible that if it isn't the God that does this, that the human body somehow has this protective mechanism within it that allows it to be intuitive, to pick up things, to see things, to remote view, and that it's a natural part of the human body?
Sure. That's actually, if John Peter Thompson was on the air, that's what he'd be saying, because there's a different way to look at it. We know, for example, that we all have the ability to see about 3 or 4 seconds into the future. And particularly bad things. Well, how do we know this? People have done studies in which they show college students either beautiful photographs, flowers and such, or grisly, horrific, car crashes. And sure enough, they can pick up changes in their body, heart rate, say they'll sweat, they'll feel a sense of dread a few seconds before the awful picture is shown. In fact, science, this isn't published in, the Guru Monthly. Science is a pretty reputable journal, and they published an article showing that gamblers can anticipate when they're going to make a big score. When they're going to have a big win.
They can feel it.
They can feel it. They actually can.